Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you haven't already figured it out, today is Reformation Day. It is a day that every Lutheran pastor and hopefully every Lutheran rejoices to have the opportunity to sing as many Lutheran hymns as possible. It's a joy. It's meant to be a joy. These hymns are true battle hymns. These are our identity as Lutheran Christians. These hymns, when you dig into the text, you will find gospel peace after gospel peace after gospel peace. These hymns are not meant to just be fluffy, air-filling. No, these hymns are designed to be true confessions of what Jesus Christ has done, and what we as the church militant will continue to do in this life until we are called to Him, until we are called to be a part of the church triumphant. On this day, a little over 500 years ago, Martin Luther, a monk, a priest, rediscovered what the gospel truly said. And so, in a time when things called indulgences were being purchased and sold, Luther stands up and says, "Enough." An indulgence, that is a piece of paper that earns the salvation, that is forgiveness of sins, for yourself or for your dead loved ones. These indulgences were a fundraiser to build a beautiful church. And Luther said, if we truly believed in the gospel, if we truly believed that Jesus Christ has won salvation, that the cost is not silver and gold, but with His holy, precious, innocent suffering and death, by His blood, would we not give that forgiveness for free? If we have the authority to forgive sins, and we do, given by Jesus Christ, should we not forgive sins? Should you pay for your sins with money? Should you also be taught to pay for your dead loved ones as though what you do after they are already dead can somehow impact their salvation? Martin Luther was a man. He falls under the same category as we heard from St. Paul, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Martin Luther falls under that category too. But if we as Lutherans forget to acknowledge what Jesus Christ did through that fallen man, we lose sight of the beauty of a church that has existed for over 2,000 years. A church that at a time lost its way, a church that hid the gospel under a bushel of works. Martin Luther was flawed just like all of us, and yet God used him to proclaim the gospel, not to destroy the church, not to get rid of the church, not to splinter the church into a million pieces, but to restore the church, the bride of Christ, to the truth. The truth that we are all sinners. The truth that the only way to salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ and His death on the cross that covers all of our sins. We are in slavery, for we are enslaved to our sinful flesh, the world, and the devil. It is time to reclaim your sonship. You see, while we are slaves, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, has suffered and died in our stead. Jesus says, release the bonds of slavery. Allow them to slip off of you, for you have been washed. Your chains have been broken in the waters of holy baptism. I send my servants to proclaim to you holy absolution, that your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Your chains are set free when the body and blood of Jesus Christ enter into your own body to restore you and to cleanse you. Martin Luther was just a man, but he was also an angel sent by God, that is, a messenger of the gospel truth. Like many pastors before him and many pastors after him, God uses these men to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. And so Martin Luther does not simply throw out practice after practice. Rather, he takes a surgical knife to cut off the fat, to cut off the errors that have grown in the church during the Middle Ages. But he retains so much more than he releases, that he cuts out. I want to read to you a little bit from the Augsburg Confession, a document that we as Lutherans swear by, that we confess that this book is a true confession of what God's Word teaches. In Article 24 of the Augsburg Confession on the Mass, that is the divine service, the sacrament of the altar, we read this, written by the first Lutherans. Falsely are our churches accused of abolishing the Mass, for the Mass is retained among us and celebrated with the highest reverence. Nearly all the usual ceremonies are also preserved, save the parts sung in Latin are interspersed here and there with German hymns, which have been added to teach the people. For ceremonies are needed to this end, that the unlearned be taught what they need to know of Christ. This worship pleases God. Such use of the sacrament nourishes true devotion toward God. It does not, therefore, appear that the Mass is more devoutly celebrated among our adversaries than among us. The adversaries there that the Lutheran teachers are confessing against are the Roman ones. The concept is that we have just as much reverence, if not more, in our ceremonies and in our practice as Lutherans, because we truly confess what is occurring here in the divine service, in this Mass of Christ's body and blood. In the apology, that is the defense of this article, we read thus. At the outset, we must again make preliminary statement that we do not abolish the Mass, but religiously maintain and defend it. For among us, Masses are celebrated every Lord's Day and on the other festivals, in which the sacrament is offered to those who wish to use it after they have been examined and absolved, and the usual public ceremonies are observed, the series of lessons, of prayers, vestments, and other such things. We as Lutherans are a part of the Church Catholic. We are not Roman. We are not papists, but we are a part of the church that confesses Jesus universally. A church that does have traditions. That tradition does not supersede the scriptures. We retain those traditions, those ceremonies, the vestments that the pastor wears, all of those things as our Lutheran documents proclaim, because they are in agreement with the scriptures. We are reverent, because we approach a holy God. We sing loudly because we actually believe the words that we are singing. We rejoice because while we were slaves to sin, the Son, Jesus Christ, has freed us. He has made you a son of his Father. And if you are a son, then you are free indeed. And if you are a son, then you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The church sings, preserve thy word ever pure and free from this vile generation, and keep us subject unto thee safe from their infiltration, The godless everywhere abound, wherever such wicked men are found, exalted midst thy people. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.